So let's begin. Can I have the roll call, please?
Bennett. Burt.
Present.
Kapler.
Here.
Peters. Rafferty.
Here.
Stoltenberg.
Here.
Wendland.
Here. Okay. We've got minutes from the last meeting.
Mr. Chairman, I will move that we approve the minutes from, I need to say the date, the September 17th meeting.
I'll second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second to approve the minutes from the Planning and Zoning Commission meeting of September 17th, 2014. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. The minutes are approved. So welcome everyone to the Plan and Zone Commission meeting for October 15th, 2014. We are a recommending body appointed by the city or the mayor, recommending to the city council. We approve things like plats, replats, zoning changes and things like that. So seeing some folks in the audience tonight, if you have comments relative to the case, if you would go to the podium to my right and to your left and state your comments at the appropriate time, I will signal the audience. And with that, we will begin. Greg.
Mr. Chairman, the first case involves the preliminary platting of this area right here. This has already been rezoned from A1 to R5 multifamily residence district. I've got Hopewell Creek going through here, 53rd Avenue there. The area essentially is on this side of or the south side, 53rd Avenue. You've got Hopewell Creek that goes back this distance. You have the springs right here. And you currently have farmland over in this area. Almost this entirety here to the north is developed. And this is the preliminary plat of what was the springs. Shows the layout again of the meandering of Hopewell Creek throughout this area. This is the preliminary plat. The area outlined here is an existing drainage easement. And again, this is approximately where Hopewell Creek runs through. You've got a detention basin that's planned for this area right here to contain the 100-year flood and will outlet in that direction. You've got 44 units where Panda Drive will come down, be a cul-de-sac at that point. You have various points of turnaround that are also contained in here for the fire department vehicles to make turnarounds and city vehicles. You have a future access area here that's set aside. It's a 52-foot wide access easement for potential joining to the property due east. The future grading plan shows what the grading, the final grading will be. At present, there is a great deal of fill within this area that was left over from this construction project here. Or here at the spring. So this fill will be taken out, extracted. You'll have new fill that will be placed in here and recompacted. And prior to any issuance of any building permits, we will have verification from the building and city engineer, the building department, and public works that this is meeting the standards necessary for construction. Staff can reviewing the proposal by the petitioner recommends approval with the conditions in the report. I would ask, are there any questions?
Questions from the commission.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, I have one. There are, I think, I've counted 42 lots on this street. Is that right?
Yeah, I believe it was 44, 42.
I'm concerned about just the length of the road and it's a cul-de-sac, and I thought we had some kind of requirements. Maybe we do, and maybe this meets them. Requirements on length of cul-de-sacs.
We We've already got North Willow Court, which exceeds the length of this, which is in play. What's different is that we do have these turnarounds that permit vehicles to, and that's what we're looking for, is maneuverability in something that's this deep, so it does give you an outlet to come back this direction. Given the layout and the nature of where this is, the fact that there's nothing developed on this side and the topography over here is totally unnavigable, we felt that this didn't cause the safety concerns that normally one might see, because along North Willow Court you may have some areas where you can drive in and out, where you can turn around, but specifically we do have designated areas here where city vehicles and other vehicles could do that. And there's only one way in and one way out of North Willow Court, and that's about 200 feet deeper than this, but we're sort of stuck with the situation as it is until something develops over here on the east side.
Bill?
Our ordinance does limit cul-de-sacs to 600 foot in depth. This did go through Development Review Committee, which has police, fire, engineering, public works, community development involved. I think a lot of the ability of when the property to the east develops, we're going to want to limit access points to 53rd. So we're going to highly encourage that we have a street connection or two to this existing Panda Drive coming in.
Okay.
And we've got one, sorry, allergies, one provided for at this point, but we might want two.
Well, there's, we asked them to show some sort of an easement as a reference point, so if somebody comes in the future and wants to develop the property to the east, we can show that that has been a discussion that we have had, that we want to limit the access points to 53rd, and we would like them to make a connection to this if they need an access point in that area.
The, excuse me, Mr. Chairman.
Oh, go ahead.
The dedicated area for the public right-of-way street is near the cul-de-sac. Is that the appropriate space for it? Shouldn't, if we're trying to limit the depth of the cul-de-sac, wouldn't it be more appropriate to have it further towards 53rd? I don't know what the limit is for lengths of cul-de-sac, so that's the question.
And we've had discussions at staff level. If you remember when we did Windham West, we had cul-de-sacs that were longer than the ordinance called for, simply because the topography of the ground, that's the only way you could access it. They were on ridge points. So we've had discussions among staff as to what the relevance of that depth is and what the reason for it is. Nobody seems to recall. I think we may not have some of those people that put that requirement in there still with the city. So, but the Development Review Committee did think that this was workable, especially with some sort of development that we expect to the east.
Okay.
In the future.
I think that's appropriate. Should we put something to that in the, as far as your recommendations? You know, something that in, if development to the east proceeds, that some connection be made to this street as shown on the plan or something of that nature? Should we do something like that?
Well, I don't know how we can bind the neighboring property with this. This review. I mean, we can encourage it and say that that's our preference, but I don't know that we can.
Can't force them to
right.
connect. I understand.
Can we bind the existing property to allow for somewhere along there? Is that effectively
to accommodate,
what we're trying to do?
I believe that's what staff's trying to accomplish. Yeah, that they would accommodate such a connection.
So do we need to do that in the staff recommendations, or does this serve the purpose of binding the existing?
We can clarify that, I think, in the recommendations before it goes to council.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yeah, because I would share your concern about the location of it and the proximity to the cul-de-sac versus intuitively somewhere in the middle.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
Mr. Chairman, I do have one question about parking. Greg, can you talk to us a little bit about this is, to me, seems like a very dense development, and what the plans are for parking?
I believe that there will be parking permitted on one side of the street.
Okay.
That's because there's driveways on the other side of the street.
Right. Pretty much the whole way.
Yeah.
Okay, so each of these units has off-street parking?
Yes, two spaces underneath each. There are two-story units, and you have parking and living space on the first floor and living space on the second floor, and then there's a walkout basement.
Okay. And parking on one side of the street?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Anyone else on the commission? Anyone in the audience with regard to this case? Seeing none, I'd return to the commission.
Mr. Chairman, I'll move we approve case 14074, the Everest Summit preliminary plat as submitted, subject to staff recommendations, with the caveat that some additional language be put in as far as the easement for the future road.
I'll second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second to approve case 14074, subject to staff recommendations with the initial or additional consideration regarding the future easement for connection at such time as the property to the east is developed. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Case 14074 passes. Ready?
Mr. Chairman, the next case is a site plan in an area that's undergoing a pretty good amount of development along 53rd Avenue and then 18th Street. You have lots 6 and 7 of Hunter Meadows Commercial Park, second edition, that are proposed for a development of a convenience store. And essentially, you have these two lots. You have an entryway that is shared here through an access easement, and you have various conditions that are shown here, 6 through 12, that outline various responsibilities and obligations for each of the lot owners. The site is located looking this direction, coming down 53rd. The lot is just due southwest of the dual access that goes into the Centra Credit Union. You've got McDonald's here, and you've got Falcon Avenue that comes all the way back through this area. This is the view looking from the southwest. You enter in off of 53rd. This is Falcon Avenue, and these are the first two lots essentially to the left or east as you're going in this direction. Store is outlined as such right here. You have a car wash here, and the gas pumps in this area, parking in these areas. You have an entryway that will come in off of 53rd, that shared access, and then you have two entryways here. There's an existing entryway down here for Frank's Pizza. The contours essentially show pretty much flat ground. There will be a detention system that will be incorporated underneath the overall site, and that detention structure then will empty into the existing existing storm sewer system in this area, and there will be the on-site water detention requirements are still the same for the underneath detention as they would be for any other development in this portion of the city. The landscape plan requirements were met essentially by putting trees of a certain caliper size throughout the development area and then maintaining these out of the easement area. And the elevations for the structure look as such. Car wash here, this is the store. Staff reviewing this proposal would make a recommendation for approval with the conditions listed in the report. I would ask, are there any questions?
that's a permitted, no special use required?
It would be a special use for the pumps. And that has already been approved by the Board of Adjustment.
That has been approved.
I'm sorry, a special use for?
The pumps.
Pumps.
Not for the car wash?
No. That or car wash and convenience store could be together in a C2 district, and that's been that way almost for 30-some years, the way that code structure was set up.
Okay.
So Greg, just so I'm clear on the drawing, I don't know if I can tell, but I'm assuming that the entrance to the car wash is on the south side of the building?
That's correct.
Okay. So the wind machine to dry it off, the fans or whatever you want to call it, the blower, will be at the north end of that building. So the noisy end of that building will be on the north, away from the homes?
Assuming that's the way it would be.
Okay. I see somebody in the back nodding over there. Okay. Another issue, I guess, and I don't know if it's addressed at the site plan point now, but lighting in some of the gas stations has been pretty intense. Hours of operation, is this a 24-hour? Nodding the heads. And we've got light standards for that we'll be looking at as well?
We do.
Okay. And I'm looking on the plan, I had not identified, where's our dumpster? You know, that's my favorite question.
I believe it's supposed to be contained there.
Mm-hmm. That's correct.
Okay, and that's door, that's screened there. So that one is facing the residential side, I call it, but we have the other uses in between. Anyone else in the commission?
Has there been any, we haven't given opportunity for the public to speak up yet, but there's not many people here, but has there been any pushback from the neighbors on this one?
Don't see that there's been as much as there had been for the development that was down here in the southwest.
I will tell you that we requested that the applicant have a neighborhood meeting. We sent out notices to people 500-foot radius. One neighbor showed up, two council members and myself. So there didn't seem to be a great deal of interest. I think we had actually two representatives that showed up, and two council members and myself. So.
And did they have any specific concerns that were raised?
Well, one thing that did come out of it, and it's, I think it's been everybody's concern, and Brian can allude to this, there's been a, with all the development up there, there's a big change in the dynamic in the area, so we have ordered a traffic study. We've got Genesis that's going to open up on the north side in a few weeks. We got a new restaurant that's coming in south of McDonald's. We've got a possibility of a new 24-hour gas station going in, so we're taking a look at how best to handle the traffic up there.
I wonder, too, relative to the traffic, Bill, if we're approaching the point where we need some kind of turn lane or anything off of 53rd there?
The traffic study will determine that.
Okay.
So in that process, which was going to be the one thing I was going to ask.
It's your corner, I know.
the turnoff right there to get into the credit union, that's a pretty tight right-hand only turn. They will look at that because it looks to me like really that should be a turn lane further up that allows you to turn right into there and or go all the way up to 18th.
That is definitely something that's going to be looked at. We have, matter of fact, there's been discussion about that.
And did you say, Bill, this was the traffic study was being done as part of this development?
The developer has agreed to pay for half the cost of the traffic study because obviously he's not all the development up there. But it was ordered. They're taking traffic counts this week. I would expect in 2 to 3 weeks we'll have the results.
The timing of that Genesis facility is scheduled to open first of the month. Right. I guess you can't always anticipate future traffic. You're just looking at current traffic, but there's going to be a big impact in that area pretty quickly.
Oh, it Yeah, they're definitely going to change the dynamic.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Chairman, I had a question.
Yes,
Greg, can you show us on this slide where the sidewalks are? Okay, and that lines up with Accenture?
Yeah, I believe it does, yeah.
Okay, and what about, is there also a sidewalk on 53rd?
There's going to be one.
Okay.
I think throughout that area.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's not an area that I would think many people would be walking, but there is a McDonald's right there, and that draws.
Actually very busy already.
It is.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. Part of the bike path connecting. Mm-hmm. A lot of people use 53rd.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Who else in the commission?
Mr. Chairman, if I may.
Please.
As part of the Board of Adjustment case, I did receive a letter of concern. It arrived too late to be made part of the record. It actually arrived the week following the Board of Adjustment meeting, but there was a letter of concern from, and I'm not going to publicly display my ignorance for saying the correct medical terminology, but the medical office directly to the north of here.
Yeah, that would be ORA?
Gastro.
Gastro, something or other.
Okay. That one.
Thank you, Mr.
Yes.
Chairman.
Thank you. And the context of that, John, was what?
Even a lot of things late. You're saying. But I want to make sure that a traffic study was going to be looked at. Thought there was going to be congestion with both of these things opening at the same time.
Yep. Okay. Anyone else from the city or the commission? Anyone in the audience with regard to this case? Yes, sir.
Mr. Chair and Commission members, my name is Wade Dumont with Quick Trip, Quick Star from La Crosse, Wisconsin. And I really don't have a whole lot of comments, but I'd like to make myself available for questions. I do have one question for staff, and that's on condition number 2 regarding the landscape plan. All landscaping will be planted outside the utility easement area. On the northerly side of the lot, there is a 20-foot easement in that location, and we won't be able to get the landscaping out of that and still have trees, shrubs in along 53rd. Wondering, it appeared that McDonald's also had some landscaping in that same 20-foot, so I was just going to ask if that's okay if we leave those there.
Leave which
what
ones?
We normally will do is ask for utility locates and then
you bet.
And position landscaping where available.
Yeah, that's not a problem.
Okay.
Seems like I had one other thing I wanted to say, but I can't recall what it was. There was one comment about lighting,
right.
And typically all of our new stores in the last 5 to 6 years have all been LEED certified. We're actually not going through the certification process right now, but all the buildings are built to LEED standards, which also has additional lighting requirements to limit off-site bleeding, for lack of a better term, mm-hmm. Full cutoff, those kinds of things, which I believe are the same standards the city has.
Okay. And hold that thought in case you remember the other one, because I know Ann had another question.
Could you speak to us about the signage that you have planned for this building, where it'll be located, what it'll look like, elevations?
Yes. I don't know if staff has a copy of that.
I do, but I did not bring it with me this evening. All of them will, well.
I have one as well. I can.
You'd like to hear that. I don't think it would be that on the head.
But it's located in the northwesterly corner of the site near the car wash.
Okay. Will it be a ground-mounted sign or will it be an elevated sign?
It is a...
What I would call a pole-mounted sign?
Yeah, I've heard it called different by different cities, but that's what we're proposing.
I have reviewed the setbacks for the signs. They all meet setback requirements as well as the square footage requirements.
It's different than the signage at the nearby convenience store where they have ground-mounted signage, which fits much better with the neighborhood.
It would.
Mm-hmm. Is that an issue that's been discussed?
Are you asking me, ma'am, or the staff?
I am.
My understanding is this meets city ordinance.
Okay. Then it's been discussed, and
yes,
that answers my question. Thank you.
Is it open for discussion with us? I drive by there 2-3 times a day. I'd really like to see a ground-based sign rather than a pole-based.
I'm sorry, I was trying to figure out who's talking and who's talking to who. Were you addressing that to me, sir?
Sure, yes.
Could you repeat the question?
I actually agree. I would like to see more of a monument-type sign versus pole sign.
So if we were to propose a different type of base, that would be?
I believe that's what we're discussing.
I think it's the height, too.
Yeah, it's the height. If immediately to the east, the Center Credit Union, they have a
monument.
A monument sign. It grabs your attention. It's very bright and has a lot of messaging on it, but it is a monument-based sign. The BP station across the intersection has a monument-based sign. I understand it's not part of the ordinance, but it's kind of been, I think, a expectation in that area. If you look at the area, I think most of the signs in that part, that corridor, are of that nature.
Okay. I can definitely bring that back and ask. From what we see in other locations, the height didn't seem out of line. I can understand that different communities have different desires.
This area is a very sensitive area. There are homes a lot closer to these properties than we would normally like, and because of that, we're trying to be particularly sensitive to this area.
Okay.
So that's one of the reasons where all these questions, we have this. I mean, the homes are very close.
I'm almost positive I can get a different base. But I'd have to take it back to our committee about the height and other issues like that. But I'd definitely ask.
Looks like it'd be 27 feet tall from the drawing.
Tall. I don't know how tall the across 18th.
Crow Ridge Plaza?
Yeah, I don't know how tall that is.
Probably about 20 would be my estimation.
Yeah.
Having said all that, I believe that McDonald's does have a sign that has a higher elevation, as I recall.
It is. Yeah.
So that perhaps mm-hmm. sets the curve. I think in keeping with the rest of the development at that intersection, and I consider this part of that intersection, a monument sign would be in keeping with the other developments there.
Bill, do you guys recall how the rest of the developments tended to be monument, even though the ordinance permits pole signs?
Are you talking about the case that we looked at last?
Yeah, and then the gas station that's kitty corner is a monument sign. The others, that seems to be the flavor of the neighborhood despite the code parameters.
Right. I'd be willing to visit with the developer about that and get back to you.
That gas station, the other gas station's been there for quite a long time, and it was put in at the same time as all the houses to the north there were developed, and it was not at all in keeping with the type of housing development that was there, so I think there were a lot of expectations put on them to keep that as a minimize the footprint. But the other developments in the area have followed suit, or closely followed suit, not all. A discussion would be appreciated.
Okay. Anyone else from the audience? Go ahead.
I just have a question about the noise level of the dryer motor,
yes,
lower. And Do you have any idea what that level would be and whether, what could be done if it is too loud for the neighborhood?
Typically, what we see in locations like this, that in the loud side of the car wash is towards 53rd. Mm-hmm. And it comes out in a cone from the doors. The doors can close. We have situations where we actually turn them off at night, too, in situations if it's a problem. Being it's commercial in the area, we don't anticipate it'll be a problem. When we see a four-lane road, typically to what we see at 53rd, the noise volumes that come out of the car wash don't exceed what's already there for traffic.
Okay. Thank you.
And should that be the case, we have a noise ordinance we can work with.
Absolutely.
Yep. Who else in the commission? Anyone else in the audience? Any further comments, Wade? Nope. Okay, back to the commission.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve case number 14-082, subject to staff recommendations.
I'll second.
And is that with the clarification that we're going to have some additional discussion relative to the sign?
Yes, we would appreciate if there could be.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded that we approve case 14-082, subject to staff recommendations, with the additional caveat that discussions be held with the developer with regard to the concept of a monument versus pole sign. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Commission update, I guess, Bill.
Mr. Chairman, subsequent to your last meeting, the City Council acted on the rezoning of the property on Mount Joy Avenue from A2 to A1. That was approved. They approved the development plan and the final plat of the villas at Glengevlin, 4th edition. Site development plan for the Heritage Church, site development plan for LeClaire Manufacturing's addition, and at the next City Council meeting, we will have the public hearing on the rezoning for 3412 State Street and the property at the terminus of 53rd Avenue.
Great.
We continue to work on the comprehensive plan behind the scenes. We do have a proposal from our consultant for helping us rewrite the zoning ordinance, so we'd like to get started on that sooner than later. And we have a downtown to design studio. It's going to go on the 27th, 28th, and 29th. We appreciate the input we had at the city land use design studio we had last month. So. Keep moving forward, and we do have for the 27th at 5 o'clock, the committee meeting is going to be the entire Planning and Zoning Commission and City Council and the committee members, and the consultants will give an update as to where we're at currently with this, which is one of the things we promised at the time that we decided to get this project approved. So that's all I have.
Okay, good stuff. Anything else for the good of the order? I have another motion.
Will we adjourn?
Second?
I'll second.
It's been moved and seconded that we adjourn. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
We're adjourned.